What's up, guys? Hello, how are you? Welcome to your favorite podcast. Today, I found a page about psychology called Very Well Mind, and I really like it very much. It has a very good articles, and I found a quiz about what kind of person you are, extrovert or introvert. And today we will comment on the questions about this quiz. I will publish on my Twitter the link of this quiz for the people who want to, you know, take it. So the first question is to prepare for a night out, you know, with your friends or something like that. The options are like A, I buy the latest outfit, tell my friends, then dance the night away. B, call it a few of my closest friends to see if they will be there. Or C, prepare my friends have to drag me out most nights. Okay, if I had money, of course I will buy clothes and go and dance all night because I love to dance, but I don't have money, but I want to go. So I think the first option is the right one. So yeah. And the second question is, being around people makes me feel A, like I'm alive, B, inspired. I feel of others' energy, but they are times when I'd rather be alone. And C, a bit exhausted, being around others can be draining. I love being surrounded by people, meeting and, you know, making friends is the best thing in the world, and it makes me feel alive. So I think the first is, you know, the right one. Okay, the third question is, when given a choice between working as part of a team or working as a group, I will prefer to A, work with as many people as possible, B, work as a part of a small group, or C, work by myself. You know, it depends a lot of, you know, the type of work and the people around you. But if you are surrounded by hardworking people, I think the more people, you know, the better. But if you think they won't bring anything to, you know, the team, the better, you know, I do it myself. So I think the second option, you know, it's right for me, you know. So the four questions says, like, what's your idea of the perfect day? A, a live concert in Central Park. B, dinner and a Broadway show. Or letter C, wine and Netflix. Okay, in case you haven't heard my other episodes, my perfect day is the stay for, you know, it's the day I needed to have before I die. So, but my other perfect day is a ride alone, you know, the ocean shore, in the car, and watching, you know, the sunset. And oh my god, I want that. So, and the truth is, a concert is not my perfect day, and I would, you know, love to do it, but it is not, you know, the perfect one. So I think the best option is Netflix and wine. So yeah. Number five, during parties or social, you know, gatherings, I tend to A, talk to as many people as I can. I've even called it a social butterfly. Social butterfly. Okay, B, spend time with a few people that I know. It's about, you know, quantity, not quality. No, quality, not quantity. Okay, I don't know if I'm saying right, so sorry. But you know what I mean? So, C, keep to myself. You can find me by a punch bowl. Of course, the first option. You know, I love it to make friends. You know, it's my passion. You know, yeah. To meet new people, different ways of thinking. I think meeting new people is the best because you learn many things. So, yeah. Okay, number six. When I'm dealing with a personal problem, I prefer to talk about it, you know, with others and enlist their help. B, call my closest friends and discuss on the phone. C, solve it on my own. I think to be more private. The truth, soul a bit by myself. I don't like to make, you know, people feel, you know, I like to make people, you know, feel good. I don't like, you know, to torment people with my problems anymore. So, yeah, I think, you know, Taylor is, you know, the right one. So, number 7, on the topic of public speaking, okay, the first is, I enjoy it, all eyes on me. Okay, letter B, it's not my strongest, but I'll do it if I have to do. Letter C, I get super nervous, I'd rather write 5 research papers first. I love talking to people. I think it's a very good when I, you know, you need to learn things. So, I think the letter A is, you know, the best one. So, yeah. The number 8, people describe you as a thoughtful, reserver, and soft-spoken. Okay, A, never. I am very, you know, talkative person. Yeah, and B, sometimes, but I can also be quiet, you know, talk with my inner circle. Letter C, all the time, I am very quiet and mellow person. My close friends don't think they'll propose me, you know. You know, they think I'm more like strawberry, I think so. So I think the first is one, you know, like never. I am very talkative person. So yeah. Okay, number 9. I enjoy meeting new people. Okay. Letter A, yes, I can make friends at the supermarket. B, sometimes, but I have to be in the right mood. C, it's very hard to meet new people. Okay, it's my passion. I can become friends with everybody. You, even if we don't speak, you know, the same languages, I can do it. I can be friends. We can be friends. It makes me happy, you know, to make friends. I love fooling around with new friends. I just think it's, you know, fantastic. And now, so I think the first, you know, yes, I can make friends at the supermarket. It is, you know, to write. So, number 10 and the last one. So, how do you prefer to communicate? Okay. Number A, in person, tell me to my face. Number B, call me first and we'll meet up if you need to elaborate. And C, can you just text me or email me? Who calls people this day? So, okay. I think my, you know, strength is a person. I am bad with messages, knowing people from all over the world, you know, from all cultures, smells and tastes, but in person I can do it easily. I think it, you know, it is thanks to my facial expression, as I am very, you know, expressive. So I think in person it's the right for me. Okay, yeah, the result of this is, of course, extrovert, but I don't know, actually, you know, some of the general characteristics associated with extrovert includes enjoys being at the center of attention, and I really don't enjoy it, so, okay, enjoys group of work, not really, okay, feels isolated by too much time spent alone, not really, I like to be alone sometimes, so, likes to communicate by talking, yep, likes to talk about thoughts and feelings, I have a podcast, so, I think, so, looks to others and outside sources for ideas and inspiration, of course, yeah, and numerous broad interests, yeah, I really like a lot of things, so yeah, tends to act first before thinking, yeah, and that's a problem with me, so, okay, next one, you love to talk, bro, I have a podcast, so yeah, I love to talk, I'm just speaking every time, so yeah, you're inspired to socialize, yeah, you're friendly and approachable, I think, yeah, I'm super friendly, actually, I have, you know, this podcast is about kindness, so yeah, and yeah, so you discuss problems, nope, not really, my problem's not, so yeah, you are very open and Of course, I literally want to try everything, and it's, you know, very hard to scare me off with any idea. So yeah, I can do it. And now some facts to introvert person, because yeah, we have introvert person. So yeah, first fact: being around lots of people brings your energy. Two, you enjoy solitude. Yeah, actually, yeah. And I'm extrovert, so I really don't know. Okay, you have a small group of close friends. I really don't have a super group, but yeah. So, people often describe you as a quiet and may find it difficult to get to know you. Nah. Okay, fine. Too much stimulation leaves you feeling distracted and unfocusing. No, you are very self-aware. Yeah, actually, yeah. You like to learn by watching. Yeah, I really like it. And eight, you are drawn to jobs that involve independence. Actually, yeah. So, the truth is that I feel that I am, you know, a mixture of both. I really like to be with people, but also I like to be alone. I don't consider myself introverted or extroverted person. I think it is because it's just me vibing. But well, friends, this is all for today. The truth doesn't not matter what kind of personality you have, as long as you are, you know, nice. And I think that it's all that, you know, talk matters. So, friends, see you in the next episode. Kisses and hugs. Bye-bye.